would hate to have to learn a new game like lacrosse just when we got so good at hockey.
My dear Isabel, it'll be good for you to start at the beginning again and learn something new. I've thought over the last year, you girls have become very conceited and thought far too much of yourselves. If you have to learn new things and find you're not so wonderful as you thought you were, it'll be very good for you both.
Daddy!
There's no need to look upset. Daddy is quite right. You've had things all your own way at Red Roofs and really lived in luxury. Now you must show us what kind of stuff you're made of. When you have to start as youngsters of 14 in a school where the top classes are 18 years old.
Well, we shan't be happy and we shan't try to be.
Very well, be unhappy. If that's the sort of silly attitude you learnt at Red Roofs, we should have taken you away 2 years ago. Now say no more about it, and I shall write to Sinclair's myself tonight and enter you for next term. If you want to make me proud of you, you will cheer up and make up your minds to be good and hard-working and happy at your next school.
There was no more to be said, so the twins left the room and went out into the garden. The evening sun threw its slanting golden rays around them, and tears shone in Isabel's eyes.
I never thought Mummy and Daddy would be so hard, never.
We shall have to go to St. Clair's now, but how we shall hate it. I'm going to turn my nose up at everything there. I'm not going to let them think we're babies of 14 just come from some silly prep school. I'll soon let them know that we were head girls and tennis and hockey captains. How horrid of Daddy to say we're conceited. We're not a bit. We can't help knowing that we're good at nearly everything, besides being pretty and quite amusing.
It does sound a bit conceited when you talk like that. We'd better not say too much when we get to St. Clair's.
I'm going to say all I like, and you must back me up. People are going to know who we are and what we can do. All the mistresses are going to sit up and take notice of us too. The O'Sullivan twins are going to be somebodies. And don't you forget it, Isabel.
I won't forget it. I'll back you up. My word, St. Clair's will get a few surprises next term.
The day soon came when the twins were to start the winter term at St. Clair's. And after a short train journey, they were shown onto a coach packed with laughing, chattering girls. At 2:30, they arrived at the school, a pleasant white building with two towers, one at each end, which looked down into a valley, over big playing fields and gardens. Very soon, there was a rush of unpacking and settling in, and Pat and Isabel were shown to a dormitory with 8 white beds, each in its own cubicle, surrounded by curtains, which could be drawn or closed, just as the girls pleased. They had hardly settled in when they were taken along to see Matron, a jolly-looking person with very sharp eyes.
Ah, you must be the O'Sullivan twins. I've checked all your sheets, towels and clothes over and everything is all right. You will, of course, be responsible for mending all your own belongings.
Good gracious! There were sewing maids at our other school to do that.
Ah, shocking! Well, there are no sewing maids here. So be careful of your things and remember that they cost your parents money.
Our parents don't have to worry about torn clothes. Why, once at Red Roofs I caught in some barbed wire and the maid said she couldn't mend a...
Well, I would have made you mend every hole, every rent and every tear. If there's one thing I can't bear, it's carelessness and waste. Now, off you both go and remember what I've said.
I don't like Matron, and I've a jolly good mind to tear something so badly it can't be mended. That would give her something to think about.
Let's go and see what this awful school is like. It seems much barer and colder than dear old Red Roofs, and only the top form girls have their own studies. We have to share a big common room with the others.
I don't think much of that. Let's have a look round and see what the silly place is like then. I don't like that over there, do you?
So the twins began to explore. There was a small music room, a fine art room, an enormous gym, and a good laboratory. The mistresses had 2 common rooms and their own bedrooms, and the head lived in a beautifully furnished small wing by herself.
It's not so bad. The playing fields are fine. And there are more tennis courts here than at Red Roofs. But of course, it's a bigger school.
I don't like big schools. I like